today is Mark R. Elsas, and his website today is depopulation.org. I must ask you, how did you manage to acquire 1,000 websites? Because each website, I know it probably costs $15 to register. How do you manage all of these?
They actually used to cost $100. You had to buy them for 2 years when I first bought them way back when Network Solutions had a monopoly on it. I realized early on, as I was about to say, it started because of the next issue, which is radiation, and I threw rallies in front of the United Nations in the White House when I lived in New York City right before I moved down here to Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key. And I realized I worked with somebody way back when, Jerry Brown, who's now governor of California, when he was running against Bill Clinton. I worked for him when he was running for the Democratic nomination for president in 92, and he had an 800 number, 800-426-1112. And so knowing this, and Jerry was a halfway decent man, the best politician, I guess you could say, back then, I believed anyway. And there's a lot more. That's another subject. But and I single-handedly tried to get him to run for president independently in 1996. So, well, that's where I'm trying to get to. So out of that, I realized that they have there's this new thing called websites, and I realized that the game under the mainstream media was totally controlled. Every which way I went, it was totally controlled. So I said, here's a new way. I can start. Each one of these names is like a TV station or a radio station. And specifically, whatever you want to do, overpopulation.net, rainforest.net, starvation.net. So I said to myself, oh my, let me get these names and start. I funded myself. I put every bit of every resource I had in the world into doing to try to enlighten humanity to what I perceive to be the all the different problems that we have in front of us.
These altruistic feelings back then?
I've had them all my life. I mean, ever since, you know, I was a young boy and I saw John.
I can't imagine you hooking up with Jerry Brown, though. He's
well, we're talking 21 years ago, and I saw him as the best of the worst.
I don't see any politician being the best of anything, except at being a corrupt, sniveling scoundrel who wants to.
Yep.
Put his hands in our pockets and plunder our resources.
Yes. I'm just saying this is 21 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you were naive.
Know? Well, weren't we all? We grow in our lives as we see. I mean, I would say right now that every member of Congress and the Senate and every politician is 100% bought by the Jews and their money. So it's 100% everyone, and I've been saying this for almost 20 years.
Okay.
You know, so I was in the forefront of saying that when everybody's still playing these Democratic Republican games. I'm saying you don't get it, and people have come around to get that part of it. But yes, yeah, so I mean, I'll admit this is where I was 23 years ago, whenever it was. You know, mm-hmm. So anyway, this is how I had the foresight to see. And I started it with Love Earth, and I did these rallies, and all of a sudden I had this. I moved down to Florida, and I came up with getting all these other names and starting one website after another, and hiring webmasters. And
okay, we just want to make sure where you're coming from. Alrighty, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and the website that he is using today, one of a thousand at least, is depopulation.org. And inasmuch as you are ahead of the curve, and inasmuch as the CIA or some other intelligence agency probably developed the internet, we just want to make certain that you're not with U.S. intelligence, or that, we just want to make sure of who
I am who I am. I've never worked for any government agency. Interesting that you bring that up. But, I've been fighting them my whole life, pretty much. And it was DARPA that invented the internet, pretty
DARPA?
Much.
Okay.
That's who pretty much started it which is the next session I'm trying to get into, but. It's funny because nobody's ever called me on anything, but, that's fine. I have no problem. I'm an open book, I've been infiltrated right away. Of course. I understand. That's fine.
I'm a suspicious person, and it's my job to ask questions for the listeners who can't ask the questions.
Yes. I mean, they can ask the questions, too. I'm fine with everything, except whatever. I mean, it's just I am who I am. My work precedes me.
We have a whole bunch of listeners who are lining up.
Great, let's go.
Okay. Let's take a caller. Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay? My phone's been acting up. Oh, good. I just wanted to make a comment about resources. There was a book written by Jacqueline Kasun. That's K-A-S-U-N, Jacqueline Kasun. The book is The War Against Population, The Economics and Ideology of Population Control. She tackles the idea in her second chapter called Scarcity or Lifeboat Economics about resources and population, being able to take care of it. There are two, she quotes many people, and this book is very well footnoted for source. She quotes two people in there. One is John Revell, former director of Harvard Center for Population Studies. And the other fella is Colin Clark, a director of the Agricultural Economic Institute of Oxford University. All this information is on page 34 and 35 of her book. Colin Clark said, with current farming methods, and this is back in 1980 to 88, that there was enough food can be raised on the current arable land for an American-type diet for 35.1 billion people. Roger Revell quoted his work, and he said that he could produce, his work is in the Scientific American, volume 235, number 3, September 1976, and he said that the current world resources are capable of providing an adequate diet, which he says is 2,500 kilocalories per day, as well as fiber, rubber, tobacco, and beverages for 40 billion people. There is no scarcity. This world can provide for millions and billions more than we have now. So anyway, it's a good book.
It's a thousandfold increase between millions and billions, by the way. So watch what you say. And what you have here is the world. Yes, we can. It's an unbelievably beautiful, life-giving source that we have. What I'm saying, pretty much, and what I'm trying to get into is that we are taking it apart bit by bit. We are letting it happen, in our generation, we are letting this happen. I mean, I was trying to get into the next one, which is radiation. We have exploded 2,353 plus nuclear weapons. We have 566 nuclear reactors built. We have already had 15 meltdowns, including Fukushima. Two years ago,
and we have to question how those happened,
Well, most of them happened by human folly. That's how they've happened. They happened, and that's how it's sort of like the space shuttle, which what I threw the rallies against. You know, they say 1 in 100,000 chance of them blowing up. Well, you know what happened? It was the 87th mission, and it blew up, and then another one came down and went out. I mean, so. It's human folly that we think. There's other people who think that we're tremendously, we can only support 1 billion people. So where is it? I mean, you can, you know.
John, did you have another question?
John?
John, hang up. Okay. So,
anyway, I've read all sorts of fanciful, you know, we can support 35 billion. Really, what I'm trying to say here is that we can't. Our population is crashing now. Maybe everybody's not understanding this correctly. We have our population peaked in 87. We've been going down. What I'm trying to say is they are trying to tell you the population is still going up and covering their asses.
Okay.
And this is a major, major, major thing that they're saying everything is fine and dandy when it's not. What we are letting happen is the crashing of our civilization. Like Easter Island, let's cut down the last tree and get the fish. And then what are we going to do? You know.
Let's take another caller. Let's take Richard in Washington.
Good morning. Deanna, I can't thank you enough. I haven't been exposed to Mark before, but the breath of fresh air is washing over me. And my number's are with the operator, so if John, the caller, or Mark want to call me, feel free. But what I want to say, you were talking about endgame scenario. Try this one. Economic guy Steve Puetz, P-U-E-T-Z, has said that all the big crashes take place after a solar eclipse followed by a lunar eclipse 6 days before or 3 days after the lunar eclipse. Meltdown of the market, closing of the banks, and taking away of all the food stamps and social programs. Hot summer, bullets are flying, riots everywhere, and then they flip the switch and the little
Well, you're just all full of all good news, aren't you, Dick?
Oh, it gets better.
Why don't we
better.
Put in the fire-breathing dragon, too?
No. Let's go to the realistic. Then they flip the switch, the little ice age. They have weather modification now. Snow comes down, and all the moisture that went up in the air in the summer comes down, clears the air, remineralizes the soil, which has been demineralized since 1947. The government proved that our food is depleted of minerals. So that's the problem. And then
why is that? Hold on. Why is it depleted of minerals? Huh? It's because this is what I'm trying to state. We are getting in the way, and we're sort of butting heads here, everybody.
So are you saying that we should go with Bill Gates because we're in the way?
What I'm saying is why
we should
is
just get people, the heck out of the way and let them take over? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that he brought up a demineralization of the soil, and I'm agreeing. But I'm saying why has it happened? He's saying since 47, it's happened a lot earlier than that because we started using pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers, and so it's faking the natural systems. And this is why we have what we have. It's a natural outcome that our freaking food is made fake. So if we want to get back, yes, we can get back. We have to get back to the earth in an organic way. We're letting these corporations rule us and run the ship into the ground is what I'm saying. And it's happening from radiation. The EMF, as you had on the resonance, beings of frequency. You have chemtrails, you have fluoride, you have aspartame, you have excitotoxins, you have MSG, you have high fructose corn syrup, you have sugar, industrial food, you have seed freedom, you have factory farming, you have overweight and obesity, you have all these things, diabetes, starvation and hunger, you have, it goes on and on and on, the amalgam and mercury fillings that people put in, the vaccinations that everybody's taking. I mean, It's what? And where? Do you think they like the cancers just come out of nowhere? Do you think all these diseases come out of nothing? This is all the chemtrails that they're spraying overhead. I mean, it's like, do you see them? This has been going on for 15, 16 years.
Exactly. And Richard, did you have another question or comment?
No, but thank you for that. Thank you for that rant. That's exactly right. To finish this off,
wait a minute.
To finish this off, what they do is they purify the air. They've got the bunkers for themselves. They're going to the Noah's Ark scenario. They take the animals underground two by two, and they've got the seeds, so they come out in the purified earth and start the Adam and Eve scenario all over. And if you study forbidden archaeology, you'll understand that this cycle has been happening over and over. We aren't the first time this has happened. To be that ignorant, you have to know that. But here's the case. They use the same model over and over again. Medically, radiation, surgery, and chemotherapy. What's happening to us now, because this is end game, radiation, Fukushima-like events, you just pointed those
goodness.
Out. Chemotherapy,
Dick, are you going to be one of the two-by-two that they're going to take underground?
No, I'm going to be out here in my Eskimo.
We really do need to move on.
go ahead. My number's on the thing if anybody wants to call. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, let's take Lisa real quick from Texas.
Hi, everyone. Yes, Mark, I agree with a lot of what you say about what they're doing to our planet. You know, I've been studying this for a long time, Agenda 21 type things in the UN. I do agree that we are depopulating, but, you know, they're doing that on purpose. The way I see it is people who run this world, our dear friends, as you call them, they created the consumer mentality in America, especially.
Thank you,
on
Edward
purpose.
Bernays. Yes, Edward Bernays helped,
yes.
Right.
Yes, and I've studied that too. They've sucked us dry, and they've made a lot of money off of us, and now they've finished with us, and they're going to get rid of us, and down to a level that they consider acceptable to use as slaves to serve them. We know that's both a financial and a religious.
Need to go to a quick break. Lisa, please feel free to stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mark R. Elsis, and the website is depopulation.org, and we had Lisa on the phone from Texas, and I believe you were talking when we went to the break, Lisa.
Yeah, I'd like to give a one-sentence update for Mark if he's not already heard the latest on Monsanto's shenanigans, and then I just have a question for him, and then I will be done. I read this morning on Blacklisted News that Monsanto has a rider in this Orwellian named bill. I think it's the Farming Protection Act. And it's a rider that would literally, if passed, make Monsanto completely immune from any federal court cases. Did you read that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a corporate takeover of the world, as we know. Okay. Here is my question for you, Mark, because I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. When we start talking about overpopulation and the UN statistics, people get pretty freaked out because, the UN is not a benevolent master. But Can I just ask you one question,
yes,
and I'll be done,
yes,
and then you can talk, and I want to listen. Do you think that the culling is not necessarily happening as a result of the natural homeostasis process, or do you think it is happening because it's an artificial culling? It's an artificial culling by the powers that be.
Very good question. This is exactly what I was trying to get at. It's a complicated scenario. It's a bit of both. What is happening is that we are letting the powers that be run the ship into the ground, but we can only there's only so much good, whether it be people think there's 35 billion as another caller, or 40 billion people can populate this planet and inside of this little rock that we're spinning on here, or other people say we can live with 1 billion people. Okay, so this is the game we're in, huh? It's somewhere in that, right? So where is it in that? And what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to get at here is, our population peaked in 87. This is and the UN, as you were saying, well, you can't trust them. Well, of course not. But they did put out numbers, and the numbers are now completely different. This is what I'm trying to say. So we are crashing as a population, and they're telling you everything is fine. We're still growing as a population.
But I think we're crashing because they have trained us to depopulate ourselves due to smaller families, more cost of living and so forth. And I can tell you, coming from a long line of farmers, we are doing farming all wrong, and I do agree with that. I've been doing a lot of reading about that. And we actually could be producing more food.
Yes, we could.
Fallison says, if we paid attention to the cycles of nature.
Yes.
So I do think we are doing things all wrong, but I'm not convinced that any person on this earth can scientifically prove what the actual point of overpopulation is, simply because that scientific process, there are no stable variables.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. Right, yeah. What is it, 1 billion or 40 billion?
I don't know.
Right, well, I'm telling you.
The UN shouldn't be deciding for us.
Well, it's not the UN deciding it. What I'm saying is that their numbers are now totally changed. That I believe the numbers were true and all the numbers that they came up, and all of a sudden, they're not the same. So what that leads me to believe is somebody's hiding something, and a major thing. I mean, this is a major epoch. Well, we keep growing, we're growing, growing, till 1987. And then all of a sudden, we're not growing anymore, and we're crashing, and all of a sudden, the numbers have changed, and we're not crashing. Well, I have the true numbers that we are crashing. And so there's ramifications of why. Now, the question is, why did we peak in 87? This is what I'm trying to get through. There's a lot of factors that go into this. And yes, can we grow more food without, I mean, they're pesticides and fertilizers and chemical and the Green Revolution and irrigation.
No, that's bad.
Right. Now, if we could go back to, it's just demineralizing the soil and making the soil into nothing. And the topsoil erosion and the desertification. And yes, we could, if we went back to doing things correctly with inside nature itself. Like hemp, doing things correctly and not letting these nefarious blankers do these jobs and just, they're out for is money and today's profits. What is your next quarter profit? That's all it's about. So that's what I'm trying to say is, we've let this ship get out of control. We've let our power be taken away by these parasites that are ruining it all. And if we don't wake the blank up real soon, it's going to be over.
We are going extinct
as a species very soon. We are reaching a point. So, and if what they're culling us down, they're going to cull us down and they're going to chip you. So they can have a billion slaves? We're all enslaved already. We don't know it. We're like a farm animal. So let's wake the hell up.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lisa. Appreciate your phone call. We are going to a break momentarily. And when we come back, we will take Marilyn from Nevada. Yes, you said a lot of very interesting things today and raised a lot of interesting questions and we've had a really good conversation so far. All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and the website is depopulation.org. And we have Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome.
Okay. Hi, Mark, and hi, Deanna. Quick clarification. I think Mark was just an idealist like I was at one time, thinking I lived in America and that the government really cared about us and would do things that make sense, and that was a long time ago. And for me and for Mark, for all of us, I believe. Let's see, I don't believe that THC that it is like in marijuana is actually in hemp, Mark. So you might want to look that up. So, I mean, they demonized hemp when it wasn't even the marijuana that people could get high on. So, now you brought up farming, and Deanna has had on a very interesting doctor, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and she talked about, on her last visit, about how they are farming us. We are just being raised as farm animals. And Al Addis, starting in 2005, started noticing in legal documents that they make these laws pertaining to people and other humans, and other animals.
Yeah, they did that back in 1906 in the FDA regulations.
Okay. So, yes, it is true, and we are here for them to make a profit while they are killing us off. And they've got to keep raising these population numbers. I can see what Mark is saying. They're going to keep pushing global warming, climate change. and the carbon credit taxes and all that stuff. There are just too many of us. They can't tell us the truth about the numbers. So, but also, here's another two more ways that Bill Gates and the globalists are trying to make money off of us. He has a program on vaccine investments, and they're going around the world telling people, parents, oh, don't you want to, instead of putting your money just in the bank, why don't you put it into vaccines, and so we can vaccinate more poor children around the world. And then I watched something yesterday, very interesting. I didn't know much about Common Core, but I knew it couldn't be good in the ways that they want to change our educational system, so-called educational system anyway. So Common Core, there's this, if you look on YouTube, comes up part 1 through 5, and it's not very long, really, even 5 parts. A lady talking about Common Core, and she tells that they're getting ready to make all these changes and have them in place, and Bill Gates is a part of this, too. And the globalists, they are in place to make money by changing this our educational system. She says they are salivating over all the money it will make, because there'll be more computers, more software, more upgrading, more expensive testing, and they are just salivating to make more money at the expense of so-called educating our children. Farming, farming, farming of the animals.
Indeed. How true. I thought of that too when, alrighty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mark, did you have some comments about what?
I wasn't trying to say that hemp and marijuana, there's THC in hemp. There's you'd have to smoke an acre worth of hemp to try to get high.
Think there are various kinds of various varieties that are used.
Yeah, but hemp is just like a cousin of marijuana. But they went through marijuana to get hemp.
And, right, I guess it's cannabis that we.
Right, it's cannabis. It was never even right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but that's just one little thing. I mean, you know, she goes, "Look, I'm here for the survival of our species. That's what I feel my job is, and I've had this my whole life. So it's
okay.
It's." And I just tried to find the truth out about whatever topics there is, to the best of my ability. And I've stumbled upon incredible knowledge. And I just try to take a look at what is the highest knowledge, and in the scientific data. And I know that it's you can manipulate numbers, and scientists have been bought off, especially in the last generation,
or killed off.
Well, or killed off, or right, and even in, or even in Iraq, killed off. What the Mossad has done, going in there and killing their scientists, and Iran, they seem to like January 11th a lot. What we have here is, I did a study on rainforest and the 6 mass extinctions 14 years ago, and as far as I know, I was the first person to put together all the variables. And crunch the numbers on what it could possibly be. People were saying at that time 10 a day, 1 a day, up to 50. Some crazy extremists were saying up to 50 species were going extinct every day. Well, I actually did all the numbers, and there's some wide varieties and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get into all the different things, but I came up with between 200 and 1,600 species a day are going extinct. So, and this is, we are in the, what I deem as the sin of all sins. The number one sin of the universe is making another life form go extinct. This is the biggest sin there is. And we are in the middle of what is known as the 6th mass extinction period on this planet that we know of. And we are causing this. And we are causing it through the destruction of the rainforest and the depleting of...
I don't like the word we, because I don't have anything to do with this, and I think most of the listeners don't have anything to do with this either.
Well, then we better get out and change it right now. Then we better... And because we don't have anything to do with it. We are trying to fight it, but we're not winning.
Right.
And what I'm saying... Go ahead.
We do have some more callers.
Sure, let's go.
Okay. Werner from New Brunswick, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Who touched on so many different issues, you know, basically makes my old head spin. But about this, what does it say in the Bible about Babylon the Great? Come out of her, my people.
Right.
Babylon the Great was a great city. And cities are not sustainable the way they are being managed. We are biological entities, too, besides spiritual. And we have to fit into the biological system. And basically, there are too many among us who have become the big disruptor, the big destroyer. They destroy everything what the Lord has created.
Yes, and they're doing it every different way. And that's what I'm trying to point out is the every which way has been bastardized for the bottom line profit of a few. And here's another thing. You know, people ask a big question, which is, do you think that these people, these so-called leaders that are doing this, are they going to get out alive, or their children? How could they be doing all this to the planet and to our life-sustaining systems what they expect to escape unscathed? Do they have some miracle, these underground bunkers? They think they're going to live there? They're going to have some Noah's Ark that's going to let them live? No, I don't think so. I think they're going down with the ship. I think they're just short-sighted, egotistical, money-grabbing idiots. I think we don't see the full picture. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to reach what is known as a mega point. And it's a line in the sand when we cross over and it becomes irreversible damage that has been done to this life supporting system that is known as Earth, that is Gaia, that we helped create. We're just a strand in the fabric of this life. And we are, like I was saying earlier, we are just one strand in this many species of life, whether it be 20 million species or up to 100 million species of life on this planet. But we think we're the top. But yet we are killing all these other life forms. And we don't think there's going to be retribution for this. Well, what happens is you're going to have one system not being checks and balances with another system. And when one system is gone and this other system doesn't have the check to keep it in balance, that system goes crazy and you get such diseases as like the Black Plague or something much worse will come out. And this is on a scientific level. Now, on a more metaphysical level, you will have the exact opposite. You think you can kill life and the system known as Gaia, this whole consciousness, will not understand who's doing it?
Sounds like you're talking about the Gaia Institute and the Earth Charter, which are both UN. It's a Declaration of Interdependence. No. Is that what you're talking about here, Mark?
I'm talking about that it's this system known as Earth is a whole life. There's between 20 and 100 million species on it that are creating this life.
Right.
That we know of. And if we start tearing apart the fabric of life, like what you used to do, you start taking out strands of it. One system, we all are kept in checks and balances. Like we
right.
talked about the foxes and the bunnies. If one goes and the other ones, and if you get the wrong one to not keep a nefarious one in checks, then it can run amok and create an abnormal situation, which can then create something like a black plague that comes out of nowhere and wipes us out. So what I'm saying is we're not living in harmony with the earth that we've been given.
I think everybody agrees with you on that level. Werner, did you have some more things that you wanted to say?
Well, the ones that are at the present time the controllers, they have a predominant part of the brain, it's the reptilian part of the brain. And we know, according to the scriptures, it's the seat of the serpent. And they want to get rid of the rest of humanity. So they hope after the big disaster that they emerge from their underground hideout and propagate their reptilian species of humanity.
Well, good luck with that.
No. As I say, I'm just sticking my neck out and.
No. It's fine. I mean, right. This is one of the biggest questions that I've been asked for the last couple of decades, which is, like I brought up just earlier. Do you think these people, do they have the audacity that they think they're not going to be untouched by what they're doing? That their children don't have to breathe the same air? It's to a certain extent, they can be isolated. They can, you know, like live in a gated community type of thing. But that only goes so far. Like I said, once you play around with taking out species, and I believe it's one species every 2 minutes and 30 seconds is being taken out, 576 species per day, we are eliminating from the web of life. And this will end us. This is the number one thing that will end our species here. We are taking other species out. We cannot play this game very long. And this is, and what it comes back to is the numbers on the whole thing. And by the way, another major thing that I'm saying, and I've said for years now it's coming to light, is that not only our population is decreasing, which I said 23 years ago, and people look at me like I have five heads, but our life expectancy has peaked. I've been saying this for quite a few years now, and it has peaked. And they're trying to hide these numbers. We are, especially in the United States, our life expectancy has peaked and it's going down. And whether they don't want to give us the Social Security, whatever reason you want to say, this is just another telltale sign that something drastically bad is happening. We are getting the signs, or the oceans. Huh? We have now caught 93% or so of the major fishes, the big fishes in the oceans. They're not being allowed to naturally replenish. We are overusing the system. And it's happening everywhere and everywhere we see. And it's being exacerbated by these nefarious people that are just looking for today's profits and don't care about what they're doing. And then they have this crazy ideas of putting chemtrails in the sky to try to help dim it, to not let the solar radiation in because of the warming of the planet that is occurring, which a lot of people don't think, and the carbon tax. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing with this carbon tax. People I hear say, mostly on the right, are saying, oh, you know, we're going to get a carbon tax. Well, really, how interesting. And who gets the biggest tax breaks right now? It's the oil and gas companies that get the biggest tax breaks when we don't have solar and wind and geothermal and ocean thermal conversion and tidal, a much more renewable way of going and creating our energy. I was in the back of the class 25 years ago saying, hey, let's go for 100% renewable energy on the planet. Maybe we should be doing this. Maybe we don't know everything. Okay. So it's you know, we're using our allocated resources in every which way I see, almost the wrong way.
All righty. We do need to move on because we're running out of time. Werner, did you have another question or comment?
Well, basically, the world is being run by part of humanity where the reptilian part of the brain is dominant.
Right. Okay. Werner,
thank you so much.
All righty, let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
I didn't hear my name, but I guess I'm on.
You're yes. on.
All right. I wanted to point out here, 125, 150 years ago, they were afraid that we were going to run out of whales. Whales were needed for oil lamps, and then Thomas Jefferson invented the light bulb. I watched the most interesting DVD the other day about the vanishing bees. They pointed out they found out in Europe 15 years ago it was actually systemic pesticide. That was kind of a new word to me, but it was Bayer and pesticide called Groucho and Poncho. It was kind of interesting also the comparison of the governments in Europe and the comparison of the FDA and the CDC and such agencies in America, how they actually don't have any research laboratories. They just take the word of the FDA Monsanto or whatever, the corporations. And then it was called risk assessment. They just put the product out there and let the people test it. And of course, if enough of them took sued the corporation and the corporation lost money, well, then they decided to take it off the market. But I look for divine intervention is what I look for. Go to the next caller, okay?
All righty. Thank you, Wes. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today has been Mark R. Elsis. The website is depopulation.org. We have 2 more callers, if we can fit them in. We've had some great callers today. Let's take E.T. from California. E.T., welcome to the program.
Hi, great show today, Deanna.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like Wes was saying, I think these people at the FDA and the EPA and the CDC and the WHO and all these alphabet organizations, all they care about is their six-figure income and their vacations and their goodies, and they really don't care about it. Either way. They're just worried about covering their own butts so they don't lose their pensions and their goodies and all their benefits. And I think this world, our humanity is living on like artificial life support right now. I think the body's dead or the brain is dead and just the body is living.
All right, Mark, what do you think? Mark?
I'd like to, yes, I'm here, Diana.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I'd like to bring up one thing that is a major question, which is we are racing. This is what I believe. We are racing toward our own extinction, and we are racing to immortality. And I've added a third thing. We're racing toward singularity, all at nearly the same rate. And we don't know how to handle any one of them. But what do I think about what he's specifically talking about? Yes, there's a revolving door between government and industry. I mean, take a look at the guy at Monsanto. This has happened for decades, that it's a collusion of people that one day they're working for Monsanto and the next day they're working in the FDA.
Right.
And self-regulating themselves. And it's out in the open. It's revolving door politics, this is called. So, I mean, the whole system is our political system has been corrupt forever. I mean, the whole system, because it's run by these parasitical bankers. So once you have control, this is what I said in the beginning, once you have control of that, then, but, you know, it's, we people don't realize that we are about to become immortal also. And it won't happen overnight, but we are very close to becoming immortal. And we're very close to having, and we don't know how to handle this. This is a huge question. I mean, this is a whole topic for another show or two shows or whatever. But it's also, our computer ability, we're running into singularity. This will all happen within, I believe, the next 15 years or so. And so this, we're talking about big questions. There's your big questions. So if we do not radically change the dynamic that we are in with our political system, and it's up to us to try and do everything in our power to make sure that we live in harmony with the planet that we are given with, and with all the other species of life that we are coexisting with this planet. And if we can go back more to nature and get away from this fast buck type of what are you doing for the next quarter's profits, I mean, it's like I was saying, we need to, let's shift. Let's not talk about global warming or climate change. It's what the carbon, ever since the month I was born, January of 1958, they've been doing tests out in Hawaii. Every year, the carbon rate has gone up. But,
alrighty. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
We've run out of time. And we couldn't take the last two callers, Vladimir and Jack. Sorry about that. We've had some great callers today. I think this has been a very interesting discussion. Thank you, Mark, for joining me today and for your presentation and your ideas and thoughts. Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.